What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast with your boys, Matt Wolf and Joe Fear.
Hey, welcome back to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast. Today, we're bringing you some clips from our recent LFG Live. Now, LFG Live is our new live YouTube show. And every other week, what we do is we jump on YouTube Live and we do live interviews with special guests. We do game breakdowns. We do contests. We give away a ton of free NFTs. And we just talk about what's going on in the markets and have a really fun live show with the community. And on our most recent LFG Live, we had Kagion on and we had Crypto Stash on, two of the OG influencers in the sort of crypto gaming space. And they really did a great job of breaking down how to handle getting into gaming and getting into crypto right now in this crazy bear market where everything is really, really down. So there's some really, really good insights. And I want to share this episode with you for two reasons. One, these guys shared some amazing insights into how to really think about this bear market and what you should be looking at. But two, because I wanted to give you an example of the type of content we're going to be putting out on these LFG Lives every other week. Now, not every single one of these LFG Lives is going to turn into podcast episodes. In fact, most of them probably won't. So make sure you're subscribed to our YouTube channel over at hustleandflowchart.tv to see these LFG Lives and to set reminders of them. Because if you join us on these shows, we give out NFTs to a lot of people that are in the audience. On our last show, I think we gave out 13 NFTs. The one before that, I think we gave out somewhere between 10 and 15 NFTs. So we're just throwing these NFTs out on these shows. So you want to be on these LFG Lives. So make sure you're subscribed to our YouTube channel over at hustleandflowchart.tv. And also join our whitelist. Another way you can get free NFTs from us is to join the whitelist over at hardfork.gg/whitelist. And if you go there and you join that whitelist, that is our email newsletter, but it is also the list of people that get free NFTs from us when we give them out. The people that are engaging with our community, that are listening to podcasts like this, watching our YouTube videos, liking things, sharing things, retweeting, and just interacting with the community. You know, hang out with us in Discord over at hardfork.gg/Discord. The people that are engaging with the community are going to be getting cool stuff from us, like free NFTs, like free tokens. So go to hardfork.gg/whitelist, join our Hard Fork Alpha Club, and you'll earn all sorts of cool NFTs from us. And again, make sure you're joining us for our LFG Lives. We put a ton of time into it. We do skits. We pre-record some of the content. We do the interviews live. We play games live. We do contests live. So they're just a blast. Think of it as like a Saturday Night Live, but for crypto gaming. That's kind of the feeling that we're going for with those. So make sure you join those. And okay, that's enough from me. Let's go see what Kagion and Crypto Stash have to say about this current market, starting with Mr. Kagion.
It's been a minute. Since a minute. Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah,
how
chilling,
doing?
Man. Everything good. I see that you guys sparked up the show. It looks fucking premium as always. You know, Crypto Buffalo always in the back end. You know, juicing it hard.
Hey, juicing it hard.
Hard.
Future partnership.
Yeah. I'm down to collaborate in the future.
Let's do it. Sure.
I mean, Juice team.
You guys, shout out to the Juice team. You guys have the sauce for creating live content. We're thinking about doing some tournaments coming down, you know, in the next few weeks, months, right, with different games and stuff like that. I think reaching out to Hard Fork Gaming would be a good collaboration, to be honest, because I'm not going to do that.
You should have seen this morning, man. Like, it's been nonstop, just like, So after we're done here, we're all going to take a nap, I think.
I know how it is. You know, I work with you guys. You guys work with me. That's how we do. You know,
that's right, man.
There's a lot of behind the scenes things that go on that people don't see. I'm trying to, you know, make your organization better. You know, just, you know, a lot of theory crafting to see how to grow and how to grow the space.
Definitely a lot of the behind the scenes stuff, man. One thing I got to ask you, we got your banner up here for the Juice team. I love the name. The second you came up with that guild, I was like, my man, he's crushing it. So break it down for us. What's the Juice Guild?
Yeah, the Juice Gaming team is basically, just to make it easy to understand, if you take a traditional gaming organization like FaZe Clan, like Luminosity, like Optic Game, like TSM, and you bring it into the blockchain, that's basically who we are. We're going to have content creators just like you guys. We're going to have esports as well, an esports division. Right now, esports doesn't make a lot of sense just because, you know, there's not a lot of games out there that you can, you know, kind of you know, get esports players into. But in the future, we're definitely going to open that division and have an esports division. And it's going to be fun. Now, the big difference between those organizations and what we're doing here, not only myself, the Juice Gaming team, but also you guys, people like YGG, Real Deal Guild, is that now we can use our NFTs to incentivize our communities and, you know, make them become super fans. Before, we didn't have that. You kind of just cheered for a team. Oh, let's go, FaZe Clan, whatever. But you can't open new experiences. And through NFTs, you can do that, right? So people are going to be able to connect their NFTs to our websites and kind of open new experiences through our websites. And we're going to start seeing that a little bit more into the future and how those experiences come to fruition, right? So yeah, that's basically who we are, just a traditional gaming organization with Web3 elements, right?
Yeah, no, I dig it, man. And what you've been doing since like the big almighty bear market, anything changing on your side, or is there any insights? I'm kind of curious because we're going to be chatting with Stash pretty soon here. I know you guys, you know, you collab a lot too, but like, what are you seeing? What are you feeling with the bear, and anything positive that we can shake out of this thing too for people?
Yeah, I mean, the best time to, and it's so cliche to say this. I was just in an AMA talking to Bryson about this. It's pretty cliche to say, oh, build in the bear market, but it's true, right? The people that are here right now in this chat, the people that are on Twitter, in our organizations, Discord, et cetera, those are the people you want to focus on, right? And build relationships with them. Like the co-founder of the Juice Gaming team, you know, I met him in a bear market in 2020. And he was part of my chat. Like, that's how I met him. That's how I met Apex. I met him literally, him chatting on my stream. So right now is the best time to connect with those people that are here, because these people that are here are the ones that are going to push the industry forward, not the ones that come in the bull market. The ones that come in the bull market, they're trying to extract. And then eventually, hopefully, they become builders too. But the ones that are building now, is those are the people you want to connect with right now. Right. So
for sure.
So it's not as bad as it looks, right? In terms of money, yeah, it's kind of like, fuck, man, we want money. But at the same time, we can actually connect at a deeper level now. So.
So true. So true. For the sure. People sticking around right now, they're the real deal. And and you've been through a previous cycle, so you know about this as well, right? Like, it's just got to build research, yeah. Like dollar cost average. If you're trying to play into the markets at all, that's the best, you know,
that's financial advice right there, man.
That's the financial advice in the dictionary. All right. What's the smartest move?
Dollar cost dictionary. Average. I just looked it up. You're right. So, yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's a law almost of common sense, but yeah, to each their own, of course, of how they're going to play this market. But one thing you can't go wrong on is researching right now and into new projects and what's coming down the pipeline.
Yeah. So speaking of that, Kagi, what games are you playing right now? Like, what games are active that you can jump into right now that you're really, really into?
I'm actually playing this brand new game. I have a partnership with Wax, right? I'm not a paid actor either. Yes, they pay me, but I stay true to myself, right? Like, Wax needs better games. But there's a few games out there that are kind of starting to pop off, right? And one of them is Forge Arena, which is a shooter. And the people that created that game, one of the founders used to work for FaZe Clan, and then the other founder actually created kind of the Wax blockchain. He sold it. It used to be called Upskins. They used to sell Counter-Strike skins, and then he sold the infrastructure to Wax, and that's what is Wax today. So these people have a lot of experience. It's kind of an old game that they kind of like revamped it. It's their game, but they kind of stopped building because they didn't have the funding, and now they kind of came back and, you know, integrated NFTs. And yeah, that's one of the games that I'm playing right now. You could actually play to earn in this game by just shooting, you know, players. To get into the game, you need an NFT, but NFTs are like, some NFTs are like 50 cents right now. Nice. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to drop a link. If you have a Wax wallet, you can actually claim one of these NFTs. I'm going to drop...
It's happening.
I'm going to drop a skin right here.
What you and doing? Uh-oh.
With this skin, you're going to be able to play the game, all right? So I'm going to generate this link right here real quick. I'm literally generating this. That's one of the good features of Wax, right?
I love that feature.
It's so simple.
Right?
Right? Like, I could just drop it right here. Whoever claims this, that's it. First come, first serve. Boom.
Boom.
It's that simple, right?
Get ready. Put your clicky fingers on it.
Yep.
I put it in the chat.
Sick.
But yeah, whoever clicks on that, they can claim that NFT.
All right, I got a free NFT. Thanks, guys.
Crypto Stash is in here. He's going to claim it.
Says, it's mine. It's ready.
Hey, Crypto Stash has been a big proponent of Wax for a long time. I just want to shout that out. He's always told me, like, yo, Wax is I'm like, bro, it doesn't have that much good games, whatever, this and that, blah, blah, blah. But he's like, yeah, but in terms of transactions, UI, how easy it is to use, like, it's the blockchain. I think if they bring premium games to Wax, I think we see Wax going to the top. I see a lot of people discrediting Wax, including myself. I was at that moment. But then the more I use it, and features like this one that you can claim an NFT and just like easy, that's what users, the mass population wants, right?
Yeah,
that's what we need, right?
Easy onboarding, right? Like, it's
easy onboarding.
Yeah. Would you say too, Kagi, like, this is going to be the time where a lot of people, you know, obviously build, but prices are also so low. It's like maybe even new people who are interested in games, test some new shit out, you know, can come over here to the blockchain and try out some of these new games. Maybe Wax is going to lead the charge. Do you think it's going to be like, for onboarding new people, like Wax, you said that sounds like a pretty simple one, because there's always that barrier. So
Wax is so simple. Yes, Wax is so simple that all you need, if you want, you could have a wallet where you can own your assets, like own your seed phrase, or you can create a wallet with your email and password, or just connect your Google account. And yes, for us kind of maxis, it might be like, nah, bro, I'm not doing that, right? But we're talking about like 8 billion people. Not every, you know, user is gonna think like us. Only like pioneers think this way, but the new users, they don't want to deal with that. They don't want to deal with their seed phrase. So the ability to have that option, right, to either own your seed phrase or, you know, log in through an email, I think it's important. And I think that's how the space is going to move forward in the future, right? And Wax has been doing this for a long time. They just need like premium games. That's all they need. It's only one game. It's only going to take one game that is fucking amazing, that people love it, an action RPG, an MMORPG. We got the shooter now, for people to onboard Wax in masses. That's all it takes. That's all it's going to take. And as a matter of fact, even with the little games that they have, and I call them little just because they're clickers. There's a lot of clickers. Mm-hmm. Like you got something like Alien Worlds. There's millions of transactions that went through that game, and Wax didn't go down. I think Wax has potential. It has potential. I want to say, yo, financial advice, go buy Wax. It's going to blow up. I'm just saying, like, from a user perspective, I think it's really good blockchain. And then you got Solana. Then you got Ronin. Then you got Immutable X. You got Avalanche. You got Optimism. You got all of these. But they all have this hurdle, making transactions. And it's like, sometimes they don't go through. You got to put gas. With Wax, it's like super simple, man. So I think Wax has the sauce. They need premium games. That's all they need. Yep. And they just got a $10 million investment from OKX for their Wax studios. And $10 million is nothing, but it's a start. And they have connections. They have, like, money's not going to be a problem in Wax for sure. But that's just a start. I imagine in the next couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months, we're going to see a huge investment, like $100 million, $200 million investment. Like the crazy stuff that we see in crypto. Easily.
So I got to ask you, Kagi. So when you're chilling at the end of the day and you're tired and you're like, man, I want to play a game. I don't want to play it for money or think of it in any sense like that. Do you find yourself playing any blockchain games yet to just relax? And if so, what?
That is a great question. And the answer to that is pretty much no. And the reason to that is because it's not because of the blockchain. It's not because of the blockchain. When I started doing streaming and content creation, I got addicted to playing games and being live and doing content. It's an addiction, but I enjoy it, right? I found myself not enjoying playing games without being live, basically. And that's why my streams back in the day were like 12 hours a day. And I did that for 3 years because I would just rather be live, even if I had 2 viewers or 3 viewers, than to play offline without a camera. It's just, I just kind of fell in love with the camera, I guess. So I don't know if maybe it's a little bit narcissistic or
it's easy to fall in love with the camera. Look here. No, that's true, man. Well, we got Crypto Stash giving up financial advice in the chat right now. I don't know if I want to repeat it. He's saying some targets for Wax to buy into. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Oh, shit.
We didn't say it.
Not saying it.
So, Kagi, I want to try to get some alpha for this audience here. What games that aren't out yet, they're kind of in the pipeline, what are you keeping your eye on right now that's in the works?
Yeah, man, there's a lot of good ones. You got Aurori on Solana. You got Nine Heroes on Solana. Let me actually break it down real quick. So Aurori is a PvP turn-based RPG, right? Gotcha. But it also has an adventure mode. And then on top of that, you got Nine Heroes, which is a battle royale. And then you got, that's on Solana, on the Solana side. There's a few other ones on Solana, but I think those are the ones that I'm like really, really looking forward to on Solana. And then on Polygon, let me see. I don't even know. There's so many. Ember Sword, but they just switched to Immutable X. And then you got Illuvium that is on beta. but still not out yet. So that's something to look forward to. On Avalanche, we're starting to see a few. We got Ascenders on Avalanche. It's an action RPG on Avalanche. And then you also got this new game called Shrapnel. It's a AAA game on Avalanche. They're just started building. The team is solid. And then another game on Solana as well, Synergy Land. I think we're involved in Synergy Land. So yeah, Synergy Land looks promising. And yeah, there's just so many, man. Like I lost count, to be honest. I would have to go back to my list.
Right.
There's so many.
You've already named so many that I haven't heard of yet. Yeah. So
for sure.
Yeah. There's a lot.
And I think what it's like for a lot of these games are towards the end of this year or early next year for some more of the AAA style games is kind of like where a lot of, on the roadmap, it seems like where they're landing. Is that kind of what you're saying too?
Yeah. No, even more, man. Like AAA game takes at least a year and a half minimum. Even Illuvium, I remember when they said, oh, we're going to have a game by the end of 2021. I literally called bullshit on that. I was like, bro, you guys are crazy. Like people were like, yeah, they're going to have a game. I'm like, they're not going to have a game by September or October or November, and they didn't because it takes time. Now, I'm not taking shots at Illuvium. I think it's a fucking great game. I love Kieran, by the way. Good guy. And they've been doing a great job with their community, you know, always releasing alpha every single day on their Discord channel. But yeah, it takes time. It takes time, man. We're going to see. Sure. It's going to take a little bit longer. But we definitely have big time as well.
Yeah.
That one's on the Polygon. That one's on the Polygon. It's playable right now if you have an NFT. I forgot about that one. You see, I just forget. There's just so many. Phantom Galaxies. Mm-hmm. That's a premium one on Polygon.
They're coming out with another episode pretty soon. I think next month or something. Yeah.
Oh, I'm ready for that. I'm definitely going to play that. And we can earn on episode 4, actually.
So. Oh, really? Nice. Yep. Okay. Shoot. Yeah, I mean, like, there's the playable stuff. It's getting more and more, and that's the fun thing. Is like, if we can get the expectations set in place for, like, the more AAA quality games, they just take time. And I know Bryson was talking a lot about that, too. It's like, you know, the investor or the people that were just, like, aping in maybe before the whole bear market. It's just, like, understanding what are you going to do, you know, during this whole lull in this building phase here. I don't know. Maybe it's for the better.
Yeah, man, the best thing to do right now for the people that are not building something is to join communities like Hartford Gaming, you know, Juice Gaming Team, join the Lad City, like just join and be part of something, right? Be part of something and help build and, you know, help in the Discord, help in something, right? And so you can feel part of something, right? I think that's the best thing you can do if you're not actually building a product yourself. But eventually, a lot of you will, right, in the chat, that are not building something yourself. Maybe in the future you will. So.
And there's other ways to get involved too. You know, like it doesn't, you don't have to all build the stuff, but we just support it. Yeah, there's a bunch of ways to get involved. We can do some giveaways here. You're supporting that way in the projects. I got them queued up here. I've been watching the chat, so if you're not in the chat, you better put your name in there.
You're gonna
do some flat stuff. I know. Buff ticket, maybe close us out here, man. I know.
Yeah, Rage Cage, dude, thank you so much for coming on. We are going to be starting up a kind of on-the-air tournament that we would love to have you back for. We're going to dial in it a little bit so it goes a little smoother. We're still testing some things. But next time we have like a tournament where you, CryptoStash, Blockchain Gaming, you know, a bunch of other people that want to come on board and play, we'll bring those KOLs on along with guests from any community as well, man, because we're moving into that esports as well, dude.
Yeah.
I'm down. No, I'm definitely looking to collaborate with you guys.
Hell yeah.
So I'm definitely want to join those tournaments just to see how you guys do it and kind of see how we can create tournaments in the future together. And exactly. I see potential in that for sure.
Awesome. So before we let you go, I gotta ask you one last question. How does one become a juicer?
Is it even possible?
Yeah.
Well, to become a juicer, all you gotta do is follow our Twitter, or follow me on Twitter, as you can see on screen, KagiJan1, and then you're gonna see on my profile description the Juice Gaming Team on Twitter, and join our Discord as well. I think it's Juice Team on Discord, the /. But anyways, you can join, you know, be part of the community. We do also giveaways. We have in the future some NFTs coming for the Juice Team that are going to give you perks and stuff like that. So yeah, just stick around and come play with us. Come play games with us and hang out.
By the way, don't follow the Juice Team. Go follow Juice Gaming Team. That'll Juice get you more. In there you go. I got you. Now go follow KAG, everything, man. It's always rad watching you. We've learned so much. I know I have personally. So I appreciate you, my man.
Yeah, I'm going to stick around in the chat to see what Stash is coming.
Yep. He's showing up. He's standing by, man. Appreciate you so much, Rage Cage, for stopping by, brother.
All right. Much love.
Peace.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
All righty. So we got Stash. He is sitting there waiting for us to bring him on. Crypto Stash, how are you, my brother?
y'all put me on blast with those old school kids, man. You with that scruffy beard. Holy crap.
Man. Oh, so good, man. I had so many more. I was editing and we ran out of time because I was like, he's done so many of these.
People don't even know, dude. You know, the funny thing about it is I've been doing that show for so damn long, and like, you know, some people watch it and they love it, and then when people even know me or like, well, I've never seen the Thursday show. What's about? I'm like, it's all cosplay. It's crazy shit. And they're like, they don't even know. And I'm like, you guys got to go check that shit out. It's a lot of fun. Thanks for that little featurette there, man.
Yeah, dude, I got to ask you, how many costumes do you have at your house?
Bro, I literally have a fucking trunk full of costumes here. And the craziest thing about it, okay, I think the total right now, I think I have 26 or 7 individual disguises.
Wow.
But the crazy thing about this, right, you think like, oh man, this guy's going, I had probably 22 of them already before I even started the concept of that show.
You're
like,
made for this.
My family, we're like Halloween nuts. You know, we always do crazy big Halloween stuff. We do like serious custom decorations for our entire yard. It's a whole like massive community thing. It's big. So anyways, I just had, you know, a lot of costume Halloween stuff lying around. That was kind of part of the reason where that show came from, is, you know, I love cosplay and I kind of integrated that into the show, you know, as my character is a secret agent and he needs to wear a disguise to go out on these missions to show you all the best, you know, play to earn NFT crypto games. So it's fun.
It's so good, man. I love it, man. And so I was going back on your YouTube and looking back, you started your channel in 2017 in September. Yeah. How did you get into this, man? For me, it was the documentary, The Rise and Rise of Bitcoin, back in 2017. I watched it on June 8th. And I'm curious to you, what was that trigger? What got you into the space?
Yeah, you know, I started my channel in late 2017. But, you know, before I did YouTube videos, I was actually writing. So I had the CryptoStash.com it was like a blog. And so I've been mostly just writing. That's kind of my entry into the community of crypto. I actually first invested into 2013, beginning of 2014. That's when I first got into Bitcoin. Bought my first, stash at that point. Wasn't calling myself CryptoStash at that time. But, so I was like, okay, I looked at this stuff. I'd actually seen Bitcoin in 2012, and I kind of dismissed it at that point. I was like, okay, this is cool, you know, because I'm a tech guy. You know, I've always been in the tech side of things. And I was like, all right, interesting. And I was like, but then look, when I was looking at it, after I went through, I think it was like a Reddit, not Reddit, it was some other weird forum, it wasn't even Reddit. And I clicked the link and it was like, oh, go check out Bitcoin, you know, internet money. And then right next, like you could buy it on this website, and like right next to Bitcoin, there was Litecoin. And I was like, what? There's two? Nah, man, no, this is totally a scam. I was like, I'm not down with this. And then 2013, the end of the year is when it kind of came back on my radar and I read the white paper for the first time. And that was when things clicked. I was like, oh shit, man. This is game changing. I got to get in on this shit. I got to get in right now. And I looked at the price and I was like, oh man, you know, it's like $450 or $500. That's kind of expensive, dude. Wow. You know, like $400, $450. And I was like, that's kind of expensive. I was like, but you know what? I got to do this, man. I got to get in. And so I bought in and I bought, you know, a decent amount of Bitcoin. But then like 4 months later, Mt. Gox.
Yeah.
And there you go, first bear market ever. like real true bear market for cryptocurrencies. You know, up until then it was just kind of like discovery, and I wouldn't really consider it to be a bear, but that was a huge bear market event and just set the entire industry into a downward spiral. And so I'm like, damn. And then you're looking back, I bought the freaking top, guys. I mean, almost, you know, very close to the top of Bitcoin at that time. But you know, at the time I was like, oh, it kind of sucks, I can't believe this happened. I was like, well, what am I going to do now? I'm just going to sit on it. Luckily, I did not have my crypto in Mt. Gox. It was sitting in my brand new, brand new upstart that had just kind of come on the scene called Coinbase. And everyone was kind of like, oh, Coinbase is a new user-friendly thing. And, you know, it kind of was compared to the shit they had in 2013. So I just kind of hodled through the next couple of years. And 2016 brought me back around because that's when I saw Ethereum. You know, I just was like, I watched the price a little bit here and there, but never really got involved in the community, wasn't looking at stuff. And then when I saw Ethereum, I was like, ooh, programmable money. Like, that's interesting. That's a little something different. Like, you can do something, and it has that kind of thing. So Ethereum is what brought me back to the community. And so I started the CryptoStash brand in the beginning of 2017.
Yeah, you did. And so I have one of your earliest videos of, it's not even content creation. It looks like you were doing training or teaching.
I was, yeah. Oh, dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I love this.
There we go.
There you go. Look at me. It's Sue and
Professor Stash. Love it.
Look at that. They're sophisticated. Look at that crowd.
Oh, we got to teach us Bitcoin mining. I love it.
Those were the days.
Is Bitcoin only for criminals?
At one time.
That was what was funny, right? I totally looked like a criminal. I was like, who is this guy? Like I told you, man, before I was really doing, you know what you see today, I was on the boots on the ground, man. I fully believed in this. I knew that I wanted to educate people, and like I said, I started with just a website in 2017 as a blog to kind of just document my journey. And then the middle of that year, or actually more towards the beginning, I was like, you know, maybe I could do some classes and teach people what Bitcoin is. And it was mostly like, you know, 40 plus year olds that were coming there, maybe a couple of 30 year olds and stuff like that were coming, and it was a full course on all the things you'd kind of need to know to get started. You know, I even supply people with a little bit of Litecoin to get, nice. and they converted me. I was like, oh, Litecoin, easier to send, you know, faster, because I could send it to people, you know, right there during the actual training. And, you know, I felt really good about that, man. And it got to a point where, you know, I had 30, 40 people in a class, was doing them pretty regularly. And so I still talk to a couple of those students from that time. But, you know, my journey has obviously evolved over time, and as the markets have evolved too. And you know, when I saw NFTs in the 2017, I was like, "Fuck, this is the next big. This is it, man. Dude, I love this side because I am on the creative, you know, fun gaming, you know, type of side. And you know, I really love that. You know, you could bring those elements and those aspects to, you know, to programmable blockchain technology. And they got me, man. You know,
2017.
Turned down some CryptoPunks last, and they were like, it was like, oh, these things suck, man. Who wants this bullshit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, this is stupid pixelated pink. Like, I don't need this. Right. Is dumb. You know, I legit turned down a free CryptoPunk. But CryptoKitties brought me in because I was like, oh wow, you can actually do like way more than NFT. Like that, having a token that's unique. Now I see why it can be powerful. What you can actually do with it. And so then, you know, like Cheese Wizards and some other bullshit that kind of came around that same time that like almost nobody. You know, not many people picked up on, but I was like, I know this is it. And so I kind of like really made that more in my direction. And we saw gaming starting to come about with the advent of Engine, which, you know, I was using before they were in blockchain.
Oh, wow.
Dude, I don't know if you guys are big gamers or you really know, but dude, Engine was a company a decade before they started doing anything in blockchain. Wow. So they started off where they were a site where you could create a self-service website for your guild. And they kind of gave you tools that you could have for like memberships and like guild oriented things for like MMOs, RPGs, shit like that. And I used them for running one of my guilds in a game I was playing actually multiple times. And so that's how I had heard about the Engine brand and what they were doing well before they got into blockchain. So when I saw them get in, I was like, oh, that's cool. That's a good switch. I remember these guys, you know? Then early on Wax too, I know Kagi was talking a lot about Wax. And so I was right there at the beginning of Wax. I was, you know, talking with the team and using Opskins, which, like he said, you know, the guy who created Forge Arena, Opskins was not blockchain enabled. When it was sold, it was like a platform where you could buy CSGO skins. And that was kind of Wax's entries. They were trying to, you know, kind of do this viral thing where it was a virtual in real life. It's an NFT, then you can get the real thing. And but that's when they first started doing NFTs on the platform. And I was actually one of the very first people to create an NFT on the Wax blockchain. Me and Ken Bozak. Yeah. They were like stickers. And they were like little sticker NFTs. And they opened it up. Like when they first started, they opened it up for creators. And me and Ken Bozak were, I think, in the first or second batch of people who did NFTs there. On Wax, dude. And you know, they've evolved since then, you know, into what they are now, and kind of, you know, went away from what Opskins was, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of really great things that kind of happened in those early days that you know, nobody really knows. All the people who have come in the last couple of years, they're just like, NFTs, I'm like, I've been shouting this shit for fucking years, guys. Nobody gives a shit. I was streaming for years, talking about it on Twitch. Everyone booed me off of that platform. Like, it was so. I got so much flack, you know, the first couple of years about this. And even my good friends, you know, from my core group of people, I kept saying NFTs, 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 and nobody was giving me any kind of love, man. And then when they exploded, you know, people like BitBoy Crypto, they're like, damn, Stash was right, guys.
Stash was right. He called it.
And he'll still go back to that and tell people on the channel, like, Stash had a number. I wish we had listened to him. You know, a lot of my community did, and they've definitely profited quite well because of that. So.
How about right now, though? Like, what are people ignoring? Or, like, what should we be looking at? Maybe new people or just everyone here in the stream that maybe isn't so obvious.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot more eyeballs on crypto in general. So when we talk about, like, what's the thing that no one's doing, that no one knows about, that's hiding in the shadows, I think a lot of the really good use cases for crypto and, you know, the greater ecosystem of crypto, which, you know, incorporates DeFi and NFTs, all that jazz, I think that, you know, we have a really good base of, like, well, what does this technology, how can it actually help things? Versus, like, well, okay, let's just throw a blockchain on it or throw some NFTs at it, at this idea, and sure, we'll make money. You know, I think it's really about what problems can this solve? And there's a lot of problems out there that still aren't being solved by blockchain that can be solved. So I think we'll see, as we progress here, it, you know, go past the surface level we're seeing right now with, you know, a lot of speculation, not that that's going to ever go away, but really, you know, in things that are everyday use cases, in particular with NFTs. You know, I was just talking about this on my show, my live stream show on Tuesday, NFT Beat, where an anonymous hacker got served a subpoena through an NFT. It was the first one ever, and it was an international thing, so it wasn't here in the United States, but it was an official legal thing. They served this anonymous dude with through an NFT, and I was like, that's brilliant. I did kind of the same thing when some douchebag stole my at CryptoStash wax name. So they have my at CryptoStash account name. It's the only place I don't have my full username, and I did the same thing. This was like two and a half years ago, and I was like, I sent them an NFT saying, please sell me this name. I'll buy it from you, and I sent them an NFT, and they've never done anything. It's a dead wallet. I don't know who has it, but
right.
If you're watching, damn it, give my name CryptoStash.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay. Like Seth Green, man, he lost his ape and he had to pay a bunch to get it back.
Yeah. But new hot stuff, like people aren't paying attention to. I mean, I still really like the concept of DAOs. I do think that there's something there. Same thing like, play and earn gaming. I really do think that there's something there. We just haven't found the right formula for it, right? We don't want to just be a DAO just to be a glorified Discord server. There has to be a little bit more going on there. Mm-hmm. So I think that we're still testing in a lot of those areas and finding out what is going to really work. But I this is what I've always said for the last few years, is I really truly believe that, what will bring crypto mainstream is going to be NFTs inside of games. And we're already starting to see that. We're starting to see big companies actually get on board now. But the next big, next big thing on the horizon is regulation. Yeah. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
But they're coming for us.
They are. Yeah. So I got to ask, I was staring at your t-shirt there and it says NFT LA. Are you heading to New York here in about a week for NFT New York City?
Yeah. So I'll be at NFT NYC and I'm going to be speaking on the first day. So I have a really good panel of people actually. I don't know if you guys got the chance to check it out. What I posted on the old Twitter today, but
I think Kaggy's on there too, right? On the panel, which
yeah. So Kaggy's on the panel. It's the panel's on how gaming can successfully incorporate NFTs. So we got Kaggy on there with me. I got Sebastian Bourget from Sandbox, the CEO. Nice. I got Sarah McKenna from Alien Worlds is going to be on there. Amy Wu from FTX and James Park, who is Revolving Games. They're the ones that just launched with the announcement with Gala that they're doing that new Battlestar Galactica. A space game. So that's gonna be a hot panel, man. It's gonna be a really hot panel. That's Monday, I think. Tuesday at 5 p.m. in the Radio City Music Hall. So we'll be on the. I think that's a big stage. So
nice, man. We're the only group in the space that is not going. Apparently, us three are here in San Diego in a house that we've got a bunch of green screen rooms, and we're not going to be there this time. But
Yeah, you guys are close, man. I'm in Long Beach, so we're
just... I thought you were on the East Coast for some reason. Dude, that's awesome.
No, man, I'm right. West Coast, man. Come on, Buffalo.
Yeah, I didn't listen.
We're making a road trip up north, boys.
Yeah, dude, for sure. We got to get you down here to the compound, too, man.
We definitely got to hang out, man. That'd be cool. That'd be fun.
Hell yeah.
I'm going down to your guys' studio, and like, I'll just hop in like, let's shit, he's
from... We'll go live, bro. Because I moved down from Seattle to come down here to San Diego, got a 5-bedroom house. We've converted into a whole production house. And yeah, man, we'd love to have you down here. So I got a comment here in the comment section. I had to bring it up. By the way, I have a question for CryptoStash. Does bear market affect the stash? Like its mood? Because this person believes stashes are alive. And I'm curious to talk about your stash for real quick if you want to. You don't have to.
Yeah.
Do you put wax in your stash? Is that why you like the wax blockchain? Or what do you put in the stash to get it so stashy-like?
Well, that's not why I like the wax blockchain. There's many reasons. We can talk about that later. But no, I mean, I roll out of bed like this. I literally wake up. I look this good every single day. You know, I'm sleeping.
Were you born like that? Is that a stash line when you're a kid?
I mean, I use like a pomade actually, which is what I found works the best for the stash. But when it's not up, like it still is like, boop, it's just not as pointy. I mean, do the bear markets, does it affect the stash? Like the stash is where I derive all of my great crypto and gaming NFT power from. It's kind of like a lightning rod. You know what I'm saying? It's just like right into the bull stash. And so like even during a bear market, this stash is bullish, like that's just how it goes. But this doesn't mean that things aren't going to like drag my actual, emotions down. That's Celsius news, man. That got me. Cause I gotta say I was part of Celsius since the beginning when they first launched. I was like, I'll test this out. And I put in $20.
Ooh.
And then I was like, all right, a month or two went by. I was like, okay, all right. I put in like $200, right? And then I kept going and I kept loading things up and I was like, all right, cool. Then I ended up interviewing Mashinsky a bunch of times and, became a pretty proud Celsian, what they were doing. And, kind of seeing how things went here, over the last week. You know, once I saw them kind of getting wrapped up with the whole UST thing and Luna blockchain, I was like, yeah. I could tell that there was probably something going on. They were probably doing some things that are riskier than what they should be doing to try and get those yields. And, you know, unfortunately, though, I didn't get my stuff out in time. I had everything ready. I had all my addresses, and I just didn't get to it. And I was like, I trust me, I kicked myself, man, because I had quite a bit locked up in Celsius. I know there's a lot of other people, you know, do as well. And, you know, some people are just like, how could you have done this, Dash? You're smarter than this. You should know that these crazy yields that they're giving you, they're like, it's unsustainable. I was like, well, let me put here. First off, there's a lot of other platforms that had shadier ways to give you yields that were much higher that, you know, weren't of this same sort of nature. Alex was very, he's very visible CEO. He's done other companies. Mm-hmm. You know, people say, oh, he's got a, you know, password, doing things like this. But I mean, when it comes down to the team, like I had talked to them for a long time. I felt like this was a pretty solid team that was really truly working to do something like this. And, you know, I think a need for a product like this and why so many people wanted to use it derived from the fact that we are getting totally screwed when it comes to saving in USD.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So, and that's kind of like what, you know, we see here, you know, not just the American dream, but the global dream of like, okay, if I work hard, I save, I'll be able to afford things like a house, you know, and be able to, you know, pay for things like, you know, my kids' college tuition and you know, live comfortably. And a lot of people have been these, you know, that's kind of been the notion of like, yeah, save, be diligent, work hard, and you'll make it mm-hmm. too. But, you know, with inflation, the way it's been, how are we going to do that anymore? It's not, you know, the things that we have, the ways we have to save are not keeping up with inflation. You're getting 0.1% if you're lucky, and inflation's at 8% plus. Ugh. So then you think about like, okay, well, you know, I'm just trying to keep up with a little bit of inflation here and get some of the, some yields on my cryptocurrency for something like that. And obviously, you know, every time I talked about Celsius, I was like, look guys, this is literally the only centralized third party that I use at all. And there is risk here. You're giving your crypto to somebody else. So there is a risk that something is going to happen with it. And, you know, unfortunately, it affected, you know, 1.7 million people, which is a pretty significant amount of people. And you know, we're at a point right now where, like, I don't know that anyone's going to get anything back. But you never know, I guess. I'm hopeful, but yeah. Skeptical at the same time. So it's rough, man. It's rough.
Yeah, it takes, it's too bad. And it affects the market as a whole, too. It drives a lot of other stuff down and trust in a lot of this space, too. So hoping for the best, though. Buff, were you going to say something?
Yeah. Yeah, man, I think it's just one of those. This is a time where we really want to hear from the OGs on the mental approach to this game right now and a different, you know, the bear cycle for a lot of people, they leave. Like, you know, we're in since 2017 and you've been in a lot earlier too. And it's like, you know, for people that lose that faith because of the value of the assets, they aren't understanding the technology and the testing that's going on, right? We're literally proving it right now in front of us each cycle, what works, what doesn't work, how trust is taken, you know, all the rugs that have happened, how the DAOs bring this like utopian mindset, but rug everybody. Every DAO I've been in, I've been rugged, but I still keep buying into the DAO because I believe in people, but people keep rugging me. So I've got to figure something out deep in my life, bro. But I'm curious.
You're very trusting. Stash.
How do you feel about this bear market, man? How are you dealing with this and what's your mental approach right now?
Yeah, it's tough, man. I mean, I think that number one, the best way to deal with the bear market is with your community, you know, and that's what I'm kind of doing with my community of stashers. You know, we're in Discord, we're on the live streams. I do a live stream almost every single day. Nice. And so we're talking about this, we're supporting each other, and that's how you got to do it, man, is get through it with your friends, get through it with, you know, your favorite people out there, and just continue to support each other. And so, you know, when we hit bear markets like this, and I see a bunch of, like, I told you so people out there that are just being completely unkind in all these situations. They're unkind to the people who were in Luna, they're unkind to the people who were in Celsius, and now 3AC, and a bunch of other things going on. Like, I hate that kind of behavior, and that, like, what I try and do is foster a environment with my community, like I said, in my Discords like that, that is the opposite, man. We want to be kind and caring for our fellow, you know, crypto enthusiasts out there and, you know, be supportive as much as we can because you don't know what people are going through, man. You don't know the trials and tribulations. And, you know, there's already people who, you know, have committed suicide because of some stuff that have happened with Luna and stuff like that. And so, I mean, and that could be as simple as a really bad comment that someone's like, oh, you're a piece of shit. You're a moron because you believe in this stuff, like on Twitter, on social media. It happens all the damn time, man. So you really never know who you're affecting. There's a bunch of just assholes out there that just don't care. They're a toxic AF and, you know, don't really care. So I try and be the opposite of that. You know, I try and be kind, listen to people's stories, be supportive as much as I can. And, you know, and obviously outside of that, right, you know, that's my main goal. You know, we want to look at, well, what is our strategy? And this is something I was just talking about as well on my Tuesday live stream, in particular when it comes to NFTs. You know, you need to have some sort of strategy for the bear and bull market cycles. And, you know, your strategy is going to be different than others, but, you know, in general, there's kind of two ways. You know, you're looking at like, okay, well, did I take profits? Do I have some dry powder? Do I have some money and currency in some sort of form on the side where I can time the, you know, the bottom within 20 or 30%, which is what you're kind of wanting to do, you know, what that bottom is if you can, you know, and find some good buys. you know, some things that you can hodl on for this bear market, and then, you know, do really well in a bull cycle and be able to you know, rinse and repeat those profits. And so you're talking with some people, I was like, you know, some people may have big bags that they can jump in and like, hey, you know, if I see Bored Apes going to, you know, 80,000 or below, 75,000 or below, that might be a decent buy-in, you know, or even lower than that. You know, same thing with like, you know, so you, maybe you go for some of those blue chips. Or, you know, if you don't have as fat of bags, maybe you're looking at picking up some like gaming related items. And my suggestion, you know, was like, hey, look at things like So Rare or NBA Top Shots. You can get in on those for much cheaper, right, with a smaller mm-hmm. budget. And the flips, you're not going to make as much, but it's all about the percentage, right? It's all about the percentage profit, right? So you could do that a million times over. You bought something for $5 and sold it for $7. That's a pretty decent percentage profit. You know, you got, it's not a lot of profit. You got to do that a bunch of times over, but there's an opportunity for anybody out there. And I think that, you know, having that strategy and knowing what it is and sticking to it is important. I try and practice that, you know, and take emotion out of things. But, man, I'll tell you, sometimes a FOMO gets me. Yeah. And, you know, recently I did FOMO into something and right at the damn top. And I it sucks. I feel bad. But
I heard about this one. It's been a long time. Mm-hmm. We will not mention
it. It's been a long time since somebody got me. Yep. But Steppen, man, Steppen got me. And I bought the top of that shoe market, dude. real hard. Top of that shoe market, real FOMO hard. FOMO in. Dude. And I'm telling myself, as I'm hitting the button, I'm like, Stash, don't do this. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Gotta step on me. Damn.
Get my walking
and it's
shoes.
Like, it's like they knew. It's like everyone knew I did. And immediately just like, like, Stash is in, guys. That's it. It's the top.
Top. Just watch your wallet.
China knew I got in. They're like, oh shit, we got to tell Steppen official that we're out. They can't have our users anymore.
Cut it off.
Come on, man. Like, they knew. They've been watching my account. Like,
yeah.
Well, Stash, I want to, because you, education, I know, is what you press all the time. You've been doing it since 2017. And, you know, and you're doing streams like daily, you said. Let's tell, how can people go follow that along? Because, like, maybe lay out some of the streams that you're doing and how they can follow you, where they should go. Because I know your community, it's like the right community. It's not like the most, I think you said this, like your Discord's not the most massive, but it's like the right people doing the right shit together. So,
I like having a small Discord, yeah.
So, just follow you. How do they get to the Discord and all that? Because I think...
So if you want to get all the stuff, just go to cryptostash.com. All the stuff is there. I have a great website. You can keep up with all my content. But then, you know, I'm on all the platforms. Wherever you're at, man, I'm there. You can't get rid of me.
Can't run away from the Stash.
I'm on Twitch. the only place I'm not at Crypto Stash is on Twitch, and it's at crypto_stash. But yeah, I'm on, you know, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter. You know, you can jump in my Discord there, and, you know, Instagram, Facebook, if you're still doing that, I'm there as well. So you can kind of go and check out the website, and you can jump in the Discord there. You can see all my live streams when I'm doing them. It's all pretty, you know, everything is there. And you know, jump in the you know, newsletter if you're not really engaged all the time and just want a quick recap every week. So you can find me there. And we'd love to have you guys in the community.
Thank you. For sure, man. We'd love to be on Around the Metaverse. Love that show. Kagi and Q have been on it. And when I saw you put that
on. Dude, I got to get you guys on that show, bro. I cannot believe I have not had one of you guys on there.
We'll get to it.
I'll have my channel manager, Adom. Adom's the host, and I'll have him reach out to you guys.
Yeah, he's a great host, by the way, man. Yeah, thanks, a great guy there for sure.
Sweet. Well, hey, thank you for everything, my man. Let's do it again. This is having fun, and the chat's still popping off. So I want to give away something quick, but Stash, appreciate you. I wanted to do this as like a sign-off.
Stash up, gentlemen. Come on, you guys got facial hair, man. Next time I expect you guys all time.
We don't want massive stash. You're originally going to call this crypto beard, but it was too derivative.
The three bearded men.
Yeah, man. Dude, appreciate your OG-ness and spreading the good word here. So keep it up, and we'll do it again, my man. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Stash.